Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Lunchtime Live, we were talking about the news that children with spinal surgeries or spinal issues will be able to get surgery abroad. There's options to go now to London and New York to get operations with the long waiting list that we currently have here in Ireland at the moment. But when I was talking to some of the parents who got in touch, Lynn got in contact with me during the show to tell me a little bit about her daughter. Lynn is with us on the programme today. Lynn, why did you get in contact?
I got in touch because there's a cohort who never had that chance, who didn't make it in time. And my little girl, Daisy passed away on the 28th of January this year. Daisy should have had surgery maybe 3 years prior, but it was left too late. So by the time that opportunity would have arisen, Daisy was no longer a candidate for an anaesthetic.
Tell me about her, Lynn.
She was exceptional, Andrea. She was an absolute warrior and she battled time and time again. We had five episodes where Daisy was given pretty much 24 hours and she fought through. She loved life. Her primary condition was a genetic condition called Rett syndrome. And to put it in layman's terms, it's like a combination of Parkinson's, epilepsy, autism and cerebral palsy. And on top [S2] Nice. [S1] Of that, her secondary condition was mitochondrial disease. So the combination of two eventually gave her chronic lung disease. So for the last 7 years of Daisy's, almost 11 years, she was requiring BiPAP. So non-invasive ventilation. Daisy was jejunal fed. She had a gastric drain and she was wholly incapacitated. She was non-verbal, but my God, Daisy could talk. She used her eyes for everything and she did have three words. And her last word was the F-bomb and she was very selective with who she used it with.
Right.
She was a character.
Oh. What age was she, Lynn?
She passed away 2 weeks before her 11th birthday.
Oh, God.
And as I said, we were supposed to lose Daisy when she was just turning seven. And she just didn't want to go. At the end, she had no choice. Her body gave up completely.
And how long had she been waiting for that spinal surgery?
So Daisy's curvature started when she was 5 years of age. When she passed, her curvature was at 62%, so significant. For the last year, Daisy had horrific bowel issues, to the point that, as I said, she was jejunal fed. So normally, when your jej is put in, you get about 6 months before you go to theatre and have your tube changed. So it's not like a Mikey button that you take out and you can put back in. Mm. This is passed down through her stomach into her her jej. So instead of every 6 months, it got to the stage where because of the shape of Daisy's anatomy, she needed to go to theatre every, say, 10, 12 days.
Because that curvature just kept progressing and getting worse.
And getting worse. And as I said, Daisy was... She wasn't a candidate for an anaesthetic, so it was all done in Daisy's senses. And I have to say, while I'm speaking about it, that the team in Crumlin in intervention radiology gave me an extra year and a half with my child because of the care, love and support that they provided Daisy. When no other team were there for Daisy, they pushed through. Owen Laffin was the consultant and David Ray. And those two gentlemen, and I mean gentlemen, did everything they could for my child. And it was Owen. He had actually left Crumlin. He was moving to Canada. And on Stevens's day, Daisy got into difficulty and her tubes failed. When Daisy's tubes fail, there's no way of giving medication. And it's life-saving medication. That man left his home and made his way into Crumlin. And he changed Daisy's tubes and I had a conversation with him and he said, Lynn, you're going to have to make a decision as to when it's the time to listen to Daisy and not continue on with these changes, because everybody could see it was very difficult. And he planted a seed, you know, and everything from then on was purely about Daisy's comfort. And a month later, Daisy was gone.
She passed away.
Yeah.
And you got in touch because you were listening to Gillian and Aaron talking to us on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, I would know Aaron and Sophia very well.
Of course,
well.
Their stories, sure, and I'm sure many similarities from over the years. And we were talking to Gillian and Aaron and others in the show on Friday because of the news from the Department of Health that children who have been waiting for spinal surgery and never got it will now be able to travel abroad. It's a new sort of an initiative.
Which is great, but as Gillian said, it's not an option for every child. Not every child is well enough to travel by air. And it just feels too little too late. Well, obviously in our case it is, and there are many others who never had the opportunity. It should never have gotten to that stage. I have so much anger inside me when I think about how our kids are treated by the health system here. I'm working alongside Bernard Gloucester. I reached out to him a couple of weeks after Daisy passed, because for the last couple of weeks with Daisy, it was made obvious to us that there's no such thing as in-home end-of-life care for children when they pass in Ireland. There is no specific end-of-life palliative care for children who are choosing to die at home. And that, in this day and age, is completely unacceptable. So I'm liaising with his team and the regional officers. And when the report is done and it's all in black and white, the implementation of palliative care will take place. And that's down to the suffering of Daisy.
Would that be a sort of a legacy, Lynn, for...
That I promised Daisy, and I had promised a long time before that I would do everything I could as her mum to try and make life a little bit better for other families and other children. And I will, Andrea, I will do everything in my power, knowing what I know and having experienced what I've experienced. I wouldn't want any other family to go through what I've had to go through with Daisy.
When you signed it... Incredibly determined, Lynn, you know, from talking to you. I can hear it in your voice, even chatting to you today on the show.
It hurts, Andrea.
Yeah,
I would
no
do
doubt.
Anything to take her back for a few minutes. But that's not ever going to be an option. So all I can do is talk about her and highlight the issues that are in our country and do anything and everything I can to push for a bit of change.
Well, I'm sure that there are many other people listening to you and parents today who probably fought and had hoped and wished to have at-home end-of-life care for their children with terminal conditions, and hopefully that will be a legacy that Daisy can leave behind, Lynn.
Yeah, 100%.
Look, when the publication of that document or review is carried out, we might touch back base with you and speak to you again. Yeah.
Yeah,
if you don't
they
mind.
Requested yesterday. Yeah. Actually, they requested another 20-day extension.
Okay,
That would be 60-day extension so far. But they are 100% on board with this. They liaise with me after every meeting, and I have to say that I respect Bernard Gloucester. He's a man of his word, and he came to my home and he spent 2.5 hours there, and he shook my hand at the end and. He said he would do everything he could in his power.
Very decent.
And he's following through on it. He hasn't let me down. So that's the first positive engagement I've ever had with the HSE since Daisy was born.
Well, I know, and that's a very bitter pill to swallow on as you said, just, you know, a number of months on since mm-hmm. Daisy passed away, just 2 weeks shy of her 11th birthday. But Lynn, thank you for sharing your experience with us here today in Lunchtime Life.
No problem. Thanks, Andrea.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.